Devotionals versus Bible study, understanding key differences. In the journey of Christian faith, two practices stand as essential pillars for spiritual growth: devotional time and Bible study. Many believers use these terms interchangeably, but while they are beautifully complementary, they serve distinct purposes. Understanding the difference between them can transform your daily walk with God from a routine obligation into a dynamic, life-giving relationship. Think of it this way. If your spiritual life is a marriage, Bible study is how you get to know your spouse, their history, their character, their promises. A devotional is the daily conversation, the shared coffee, the intentional moment of connection that keeps the relationship intimate and warm. Both are crucial, but confusing them can lead to frustration, feeling like you're never connecting deeply with God, or conversely, that your faith lacks intellectual depth. Let's break down the key differences. 1. Primary goal, intimacy versus understanding. Devotional, the primary goal of a devotional, is communion and intimacy. It's a focused time to connect with God personally, to express love, worship, and gratitude. It's heart-centered. The question at the end of a devotional is, how does this draw me closer to God today? Bible study, the primary goal of Bible study, is comprehension and knowledge. It's an intellectual pursuit to understand the context, meaning, and doctrine of Scripture. It's mind-centered. The question at the end of a study is, what does this passage mean and what truth does it teach? 2. Primary focus, application versus interpretation. Devotional, the focus is on personal application. A devotional often takes a single verse or a small passage and asks, how does this truth apply to my life, my struggles, and my circumstances right now? It's about life transformation. Bible study, the focus is on accurate interpretation. Bible study asks, what did this mean to the original audience? What is the historical and cultural context? How does this fit with the rest of Scripture? It's about understanding the author's intended meaning before applying it. 3. Structure and method, reflective versus analytical. Devotional, the method is typically reflective and meditative. It involves reading a short passage, a written meditation, often from a devotional book like My Utmost for His Highest or Jesus Calling, prayer, and quiet listening. It's a time of spiritual receptivity. Bible study, the method is analytical and investigative. It involves tools like commentaries, concordances, and Bible dictionaries. It includes cross-referencing other scriptures, examining the original Greek or Hebrew words, and understanding the literary genre. It's a time of spiritual excavation. 4. Time investment. Daily bread versus deep dive. Devotional, this is designed to be a daily practice, often lasting 15 to 30 minutes. It's the daily bread, Matthew 6:11, that nourishes the spirit for the day ahead. It's sustainable and consistent. Bible study, this often requires a longer, more dedicated time block. You might spend an hour or more, once or twice a week, diving deep into a book of the Bible or a specific topic. It's the hearty meal that provides deeper sustenance. Why you need both? Avoiding the pitfalls. Relying solely on one practice can lead to an imbalanced faith. A side-by-side comparison is available on the text version of this article. Only devotionals, risk of a shallow faith. Your relationship with God may become based solely on feeling and personal interpretation, which can be swayed by emotions and circumstances. Without deep knowledge, it's hard to discern truth from error. Only Bible study, risk of a cold faith. You may have a wealth of knowledge about God, but lack intimate personal relationship with God. It can become an academic exercise that never reaches the heart. James 2:19. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. Bringing it together, a harmonious practice. The most vibrant spiritual lives integrate both. Your Bible study informs your devotions, getting them depth and truth. Your devotions animate your Bible study, reminding you that the God of the Word desires a relationship with you. Try this. Use your Bible study to stock the pantry. During a longer study session, dive deep into a chapter of Ephesians. Later that week, use your devotional time to slowly reflect on just one powerful verse from that chapter, praying it back to God and considering how it changes your outlook for the day. Ultimately, both devotionals and Bible study are means to the same end: knowing and loving God more. One engages the heart in love, and the other equips the mind in truth. Together, they help us love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, which is, after all, the greatest commandment of all.